You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The UK government has released its consultation on changes to personal independence payment. We're joined by Roisin Jacklin, Policy Officer for RNIB, to discuss the consultation and what it means going forward. Roisin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, David.
First of all, before we get into this consultation, can you briefly explain personal independence payment, or PIP as it's known?
PIP is a really important benefit for blind and partially sighted people. It's a benefit for working age people, which is there to help cover the extra costs that come with living with a disability or a health condition.
Tell us a little bit about this consultation and some of the changes that are outlined in it.
So we heard from the Department for Work and Pensions. They're kind of proposing major changes to parts of personal independence payment, and some of the proposals are along the lines of changing eligibility criteria for PIP, changing the format of assessments, and also the support that's on offered. I think it's important to remember kind of the overall aim for the DWP is to cut welfare bill, and in any response that we put forward, we'll be really strongly pushing back against any proposals which would leave people with sight loss without the kind of right level of support that we know people need. And quite understandably, it's caused quite a bit of worry against many blind and partially sighted people. But I think it's really important at this stage just to really remember that these are proposals. It's just a consultation, so there won't be any immediate changes to PIP.
Some changes proposed around the eligibility for PIP.
Yeah, that's right. So in the consultation, one of the things they're looking at is whether there should be changes to the eligibility criteria. So looking at whether there should be changes made to the activities, descriptors and points. There's also a suggestion of increasing the length of time someone needs to have had a disability or health condition to qualify for PIP. But this is something we'll be kind of strongly opposing. We don't want to see any tightening of the criteria to qualify for PIP for people with sight loss. We know already people face kind of considerable delays to accessing PIP. They'll be stressing it's really important people get quicker access to PIP, not slower. We also hear from many blind and partially sighted people, it's really difficult to apply for PIP, and they often feel that their sight loss and its impacts haven't been taken seriously. Many people tell us that assessors just don't have that knowledge they need about sight loss, which can lead to inaccurate decisions and unnecessary anxiety. So when we respond to the consultation, we'll be really pushing for assessments to be better informed and more compassionate, and we'll also be pushing for the eligibility criteria for PIP, including the descriptors and activities, to be better matched to people with sight loss's daily lives.
Now, as well as those changes to eligibility and so on, there's also some proposed changes to the actual receipt of PIP itself, moving towards something that's not entirely cash based. Can you go into that a little bit, please?
And I think this is where it will be causing worry for some individuals. So in the consultation, there's a proposal to move away from fixed monthly cash payments, which is currently on offer, to what's been described as tailored support. So this could be a voucher, a one-off grant, or improved access to mental health support. But we'll be really making sure we're strongly opposing any changes that really leave people with sight loss without the right level of support. We know that even before the cost of living crisis began, 28% of blind and partially sighted people were telling us that the disability benefits they received were rarely or never enough to meet the extra costs that they faced as a result of sight loss. So we'll be really emphasising in our response the need for PIP to be set at a level that really truly covers the extra costs that come with sight loss. 5 years ago, these extra costs, we know, averaged between £50 and £135 a week. So really considerable costs. And we know that they'll now only be higher. So it's really important that people with sight loss can continue to use PIP to meet the extra costs that they face.
And there's also plans around the changing of assessments as well.
Part of the consultation, big part, is looking at whether the current PIP assessment, which is a functional assessment, needs changing. And one of the proposals the DWP is putting forward is to change to an assessment model which is based either entirely or partly on someone's diagnosis. And it says in the consultation, this would mean that people could receive entitlement to PIP based on specific health conditions or disability evidenced by a healthcare professional without undergoing an assessment. And we think there's some potential positives in this, and we'd really welcome proposals that would stop people who have a certificate of vision impairment having to go through unnecessary assessments and reassessments for PIP. But with the really long NHS waiting list that we know of, we'd also need reassurance that people who are waiting for diagnosis could still access support.
Now, it's also worth noting that PIP only affects people in England. How about up north of the border? How are things in Scotland?
Yeah, that's really important to pull out. In Scotland, it would be a different benefit for working age adults. It would be the adult disability payment. The consultation says that the DWP will work with the devolved administrations to consider implications. So responsibility for health and disability benefits lies with both the UK government and the devolved administrations. And it says in the consultation that the DWP will be working with the devolved administrations to look into any of the implications of the proposals in the Green Paper for Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland.
Well, lots of talking points brought up then by this consultation and any possible changes that could come in because of it. But as we've already mentioned, it is worth noting that this is only a consultation and nothing is changing just yet. Roisin, for more information about PIP or any other benefits or anything at all, where can our listeners go?
You can go to our website where we've done a summary of some of the main proposals. If you go to rnib.in/PIP review, you can get a bit more information. And we've also linked there links to the consultation, so you can also kind of share your views with the government. And you've got 12 weeks to respond, and the deadline's the 22nd of July. So plenty of time for people to be sharing thoughts.
Plenty of time indeed. For now, Roisin Jacklin, Policy Officer from RNIB, thank you so much for joining us here once again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, lovely. Thanks, David.